there was also a third disciple that was different than the other nine. We see three disciples that are in a way standing out, and the nine disciples that were just scattered and went their way for the moment from Gethsemane. The third disciple left not from the Garden of Gethsemane, but from that upper room where the Last Supper was held. He also used his own strength. He also used his human ability to achieve something. You see, Peter did deny the Lord, and yet we don't see that Peter hated the Lord. We see that the youngest disciple did not have any of his testimony recorded. Apparently he was very silent that night in the palace of the high priest. Judas was not silent. He was confused with his own hatred. He stepped in the wrong direction because in his heart was something awfully wrong, and he would not accept correction. So he pursued his own direction, and he received the 30 pieces of silver, and he waited to see what will happen after that kiss of a traitor. And then when he saw that the Lord Jesus Christ was condemned and that apparently he will be murdered, then Judas see himself in an awful situation. He's a bloody man. He went back. He wanted to return the money, but he could not free Jesus of Nazareth. He could not return him back to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas was not able to take his false kiss back, while neither Peter was able to take his denial back. Perhaps Peter could have gone back and said, "It was a lie. I am a disciple of this Jesus of Nazareth." But he could not. He didn't have that strength. Not yet. But Judas did have strength to go back and tell him, "It's wrong what I did. I sinned because I betrayed righteous or innocent blood." And what a glorious or shameful answer the teachers of the law, the false teachers of the Word of God, said, "That's your problem. Means nothing to us." So Judas still had a lot of human power, or perhaps it was the power of despair. He threw the pieces of silver there in the temple. Perhaps the coins were clinging on the floor of the temple. But nothing brought back the peace that every human soul needs in that anguish to get rid of that awful, terrible guilt. And Judas did not go out and weep bitterly. He still used his own strength. And he took the judgment in his own hands. And he hanged himself. Peter was not lost, not forever. Judas was not out of existence by his suicide, no. His power was Judas' power was so strong that he couldn't break it. He couldn't break his desire to steal from the treasure of the Lord when he was the treasurer. He couldn't break his will to condemn a sinful woman that anointed the Lord with ointment that was so costly, so precious. Judas was so strong that he could not resist resentment when the Lord plainly said, "The one that will dip a morsel with me, the one that is sitting at the table with me will betray me. What thou doest, do quickly." And when the Lord said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Friend, what wilt thou hear?" Judas had so much pride, and what a shameful pride, that he could not break his will and repent, change his mind, and rather join the sufferer and suffer, perhaps, just not to be a murderer. And his will was so strong that he couldn't face it anymore. So he committed suicide. How is he going to face the Lord afterward on the last day? What an awful thing. You see, as Peter was weeping bitterly outside the palace of the high priest, as his strength and self-confidence was crushed into powder, Peter was ready to surrender and to experience the strength of our Lord. And he did. First thing that the Lord was talking concerning his disciples, "Tell to my brother and to Peter that there they are going to see me." An appointed place. And so they did. So Paul the Apostle much later said, "For when I am weak, then I am very strong in Christ." That's the power, that's the strength that we cannot experience as long as there is any power and any strength of our own. Because apart from his power, our power is the power of the enemy, the devil. Only helpless and hopeless we can receive the power of Christ. How great is that power? The power that kept Lazarus faithful as he was dying in pain, naked, hungry, and perhaps thirsty also. How great is that power that kept all the followers of the Lord . That power is all ours when we are absolutely weak, powerless. May the Lord give us the grace of that total self-denial and the full blessing of His power, the power of the Spirit that is dwelling in the hearts of the faithful. May the Lord be with all of us forever. Amen.